My name is Rachel, and I will be reading chapter 17. Rabbits have a blind spot in front of their nose. It's the only place they can't see. Let me introduce you to my friend Emma. Emma likes to go kayaking. Emma once climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Emma has a pet parakeet. In my room, watching Jack describe me on the video even turns my truths didn't feel completely like me. But as Leah had said, this was just a little project and I didn't have to make such a big deal. I'd start with the props. I opened the email Owen had sent with my kayaking photos. The first ones were exactly what I'd asked for, me with Eagle Island in the background. Then I came to the photo I had taken of Owen. The nose of my kayak was in the foreground of the shot, and Owen was far enough ahead that he was slightly out of focus. I'd print that one too, just for me. I had planned to ask Dad if he could bring Lappy to school as a surprise, but then Iris would see Lappy and ask if I'd call yet. And maybe if I had talked to him, I'd cry. I decided to bring a photo of Molly and Maggie instead. I love them too. Maybe I could even find a good photo from last Halloween. I had dressed as Alice from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, and Molly and Maggie had big bow ties and spinning caps as Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I bet the kids would find that funny. For the last truth, I went to the windowsill for my Keep Going Rock. I didn't have to show anyone what it said, but it was still from the mountain. Outside the window, it was almost dark, but I couldn't still see the trees and the mountain on the other side of the lake. I miss seeing the lake change during the day. Amazing all the things you don't even realize you'll miss until you leave them or they leave you. Looking at Keep Going in my hand, I found myself thinking about Jack. He kept going, trying to be my friend, even as I was hoping for someone else. Owen's words suddenly hit me hard. You also have to be the friend you want to have. I looked over at my checklist. Emma's best friend checklist. Like me best, like the things I like, share secret jokes, is always on my side. Let me be me. Forgive me when I'm sorry. I hadn't lived up to my checklist myself, not with Jack or Owen or even Lappy. I hadn't always been on Jack's side. Owen had let me be me, but I only wanted Owen to be himself if it included me. I didn't want him to change and leave me behind. I wanted to keep Lappy mine because I needed him. In fact, I'd wanted them to all to be the kind of friend I needed, but I hadn't tried as hard to be the one they needed. Maybe it was too much to expect one person to be my everything best friend anyway. Maybe I already had what I needed, just spread across a bunch of people. Some parts with Owen, some parts with Lappy, some parts with Jack, some parts with Leah even, some parts to come with kids I didn't know yet, but I had to be a best friend too. I picked up the napkin. Lappy loved us now, but maybe he loved his family first, too. With all my heart, I wanted him to stay with us. But what did he want? I knew what I had to do. Even if it was hard or embarrassing or people got mad at me, I had to tell the truth about everything, even if it meant that I lost Lappy.